The question was asked, why is it so important to daven with a minyan? So before I address the question, I want to mention a practical aspect. Sometimes in life, the question isn't only the practical details of the halacha. I was once giving a class on what you're allowed to do before Shabbat that would run into Shabbat. So I raised the question, would it be permissible to leave your TV running, or your video running, or your MP3 player running into Shabbat? What prohibition is it? Why are you not allowed to do it? So my point was to analyze different aspects of it. And then we had a guy like Ben who just said, it's not Shabbos Day. That's not Shabbos. I said, you're right. You won. That's the right answer. There are other technical halachic answers, which is what I was analyzing. But you have to realize that the real answer, aside from those technical answers, is that's not the way Shabbat's supposed to look like. Don't leave your video running into Shabbat. Even if you could overcome all the technicalities, that's not what Shabbat's supposed to look like. So the same is true about Minyan. We will, in a moment, discuss the halachic and philosophic importance that Chazal give to davening with a Minyan. But you should recognize that you are a different person when you go to Minyan every day. You are a part of a certain people, and it changes who you are. There's a phenomenal change that happens in a person when they go to shul every morning. And I don't care if a person shows up for 10 minutes. You know, like there was once a teenager who told me, I'm running to shul. I said, fine. 15 minutes later, I see him again. I said, you made it? He said, yeah. I said, boy, what minion does it that fast? He says, Rabbi, what do you want? I got in Baruch Hu. I got in Shmoneh Esrei. I got in Chazak Kaddish. I got in Kedusha. I got in everything. I said, how'd you do that? He said, well, I came to one minion that was running, that was already holding here. I started with them. I finished everything with them. I went back to another minion that was just starting. So I caught everything. I got everything in. Every Kaddish, every Kedusha. Okay, fine. If that's what works for him, one day he'll outgrow that. But fine. He went to shul. It's a big deal. People who go to shul end up leading a different life. And I say this all the time, go to shul. I don't care if you show up late and you walk in at Chazar Sashatz and you put on your towels and tefillin. Go to shul. Don't give that cop out already davening at home. No. If you show up late, you'll end up showing up on time eventually. And even if you don't, your life will still be different. Even you belong in shul.
Even if shul doesn't speak to you one bit, not even a slightest...
Find a shul that does.
What if that's just not practical?
Still go to shul. Bring a good book with you. I'm not joking. I'm serious.
Your phones?
No. Bring a good book with you. Bring a good sefer. You know, can't learn a medrash on the parasha. Bring a medrash on the parasha. There are things you can do that will enhance it. But coming back to now what Chazal teach us about a minyan. Chazal tell us that when you stand as a group of 10, we learn from our parsha, Eida is a group of 10, so automatically there's more holiness to what you're doing. Automatically you have potential for holiness. You can't say Kedusha alone, you can't say Kaddish alone. So the mere fact that you joined the minyan already made it that you're part of a mitzvah d'oraita. The Torah says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, I will be sanctified within Am Yisrael. So if you became a part of a minyan, every Kaddish you answer, every Kedusha you answer, you're fulfilling a mitzvah d'oraita, a biblical obligation to give sanctity to Hashem's name. That's something that can only be done in a group of 10. You can't do that alone. So number one, when you daven alone, you accomplished one mitzvah. When you daven with a minyan, you accomplished a mitzvah d'oraita. That's number one. Number two is the point Ben was alluding to. Chazal tell us that our tefillah has a unique I'm missing the word. A unique aspect to it. Imagine for a second a soccer team. You have the goalie, the defenseman, the offenseman. The offenseman isn't a good goalie. The goalie isn't a good defenseman. Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. When they get together, they're a winning team, because each one has their strengths and weaknesses. So you'll say, but why are they such a winning team? The goalie isn't a good offenseman. Why are they such a winning team? The offenseman isn't such a good goalie. Right, but as a group, they make a winning team. The same is true in tefillah. You walk into davening, so maybe your strength isn't the same as Ben's strength. Ben's strength isn't the same as my strength. Every one of us has different strengths. But when we stand in tefillah, it's not only my tefillah, we're standing as a group, as a unit that's davening. And that unit is presenting itself before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And in that sense, our strengths cover for one another. Just like a team, each one's strength covers for the other. By the same token, in tefillah, when we stand as a minyan, we are viewed as a unit of Klal Yisrael. And it's more than that. Chazal say that every 10 represents the whole people. So when you're part of that unit, you're standing now as a representative of Klal Yisrael. You're not only standing as yourself. And so we benefit. Chazal say when you daven with a minyan, so then Hashem looks at the positivity of that whole group, and then your tefillot are more accepted. When you stand alone, Hashem says, what a wonderful fellow this is. What's he asking of me? Well, does he deserve it? Does he not? How good a boy has he been? How bad a boy has he been, right? We get gauged personally because we're making a personal request. But if
you're saying that wouldn't happen if it was 10 people?
Right.
It wouldn't happen either way?
No, on some level, Chazal tell us that when you're standing as part of a group, you're automatically viewed in a greater sense. I'll give you a simple, mundane example. If you asked Rav Bigon, I'll be in the Beis Medrash Thursday night, can you order a slice of pizza for me? I think he'd say no. But if you'd say the class is going to show up Thursday night, can we order pizza for them? The answer is yes. But wait a second, do I deserve it or not? Why wouldn't you order it just for me?
I thought it was all about...
Think about it. The things you'll do for the family, you won't do for an individual. And it's not just a question of cost or effort. It's a question of, do you look at the greater group or do you look at the individual? And when you come as a group, then you're standing there and you have more rights. You're viewed differently. You're part of a greater whole. Part of it is also the thought you're supposed to have walking into Shmoneh Esrei. If a person comes to Minyan and says, I can't stand these people, then his level of unity is diminished. No, I didn't say it's non-existent. I said it's diminished.
But let's say he just completely disrespects them. He doesn't want to be there. They dragged him there.
It's not their fault.
But let's say he's in the handcuffs.
So maybe God won't listen to him, but he'll listen to the group.
But then there's not a minion. There's only 9.
No, well, it doesn't work that way. You're there. It says even if you're sleeping. Bottom line, there are 10 Jews there. It's a holier setting.